All right, something unbelievable has happened. I wasn't kidding at the beginning of the show when I said that Limits and I and Donnie Football is here for a Donnie Football Friday. Limits and I went out to Pitt to try to return serves from Olivia Babcock, who serves the ball very, very hard, might be the best volleyball player in the country, and someday you and I are going to be able to say, I think that we returned serves of an Olympian.
100%.
I think she's going to be on the Olympic team. But this has led Donnie to other ideas. On the road with Austin and Joe, high schools in Western Pennsylvania, colleges, and even, I put this out there, if we could act in a play or perform on stage, and it turns out we have an email here from the Pittsburgh Playhouse. I heard that Joe mentioned us and how fun it might be to come perform on stage here at the Pittsburgh Playhouse. It's the manager of this place, and they do great work, leaving a cell phone number. So two questions. First, this is done. I mean, I'm doing this, but should I put a condition on? Like sometimes you see in college recruiting, yes, I'll come to your school, but my brother or my friend needs to be on the team as well. It's like the Greek Freak in Milwaukee has his brother on the team, even though his brother can't play, right? Should I put a condition on this?
That Limits has to be there.
Yeah, and have a role as well. Or is he going to drag down my career?
Are they aware that it's like a multi-man operation? Because we need to send Tanuta out there too, our video guy, to get footage, I assume.
He does an unbelievable job, but he's ancillary to the project itself. They may not know that, but I'm assuming this would come off them watching the Pitt video. Either way, should I make a condition that Limits has to be with
me? I think it's fair to mention, this is a two-man operation.
But I will be the bench man. I will be Giannis's brother sitting there and just watching you cook. Do your
what
thing,
What if I
Joe?
Go on stage and then Ben shoots off stage and Limits is actually sitting on a bench with a towel like ML Carr, waving it.
I bring you your water for relief afterward.
He's that guy on the very, very end of the bench that's like never getting into the game, but some dude hits a big shot and he's up there.
Exactly. I do a line and he's cheering for you.
I'm clapping for you.
This is happening. And on the road with Austin and Joe, I hope, is going to go to Pitt football soon and throw short-range passes with Eli Holstein. Is that next on our agenda?
That invitation is going to be sent out in the next, 20 minutes or so. I'm going to reach out.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless... Is it a singing part? Unless there's money for you. Unless we get money for you. There's never a fee unless we get money for you. Is there a singing part involved here? I'll sing.
Well, everybody knows that. You're not afraid of singing.
Donnie.
I've done everything for Malzi.
Plus, I can do little voices. I could actually be an asset and not just like eye candy for the Pittsburgh Playhouse, right?
Eye candy.
I think I could actually help them. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests every Wednesday through Friday, noon, 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We opened this Donnie Football Friday with the fact that it's almost like we haven't talked about it enough. This is a clash of flagship, iconic, historic NFL franchises here. It's Steelers, Cowboys. And yeah, neither one wins many big games anymore, but they've managed to stay relevant as brands, and they've managed to stay relevant in the league. They win enough to be that way. And part of what makes this the matchup it is, on the rare occasions they meet, like since 95, it's been like a handful of regular season meetings, maybe a little more. You got to look at the history, Donnie. So I texted you this morning and said, what about a combined Steeler-Cowboy all-time team? You got to pick one, quarterback.
Yep.
You'd have Staubach, Bradshaw, Ben. Who are you picking? Would you like to go through a little all-time team here?
I would.
Mine against yours. Why don't we?
So we want to each pick one here?
No.
Or we're
going to combine on one.
Yeah.
And Limits can be the tiebreaker. Okay. If we have a difference of opinion.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Who's the quarterback of your team?
I think it should be Terry Bradshaw. Now, maybe when it comes down to one for one, I am a Big Ben guy because that's the dude I got to see play my whole childhood and up until a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
However, I think with this, if you're combining a Steelers-Cowboys team here, you have to look at some historical context with Bradshaw.
Yes.
That dude played when the lights were brightest, he yes. played at his best. Like, he had massive games against the Cowboys, two Super Bowls, and, you know, he also is a league MVP, which that's something that Ben was never able to snag.
I agree with that.
Four Super Bowls
yeah.
total, and I think two wins over the Cowboys. I actually said months ago this would have been a perfect time for the Steelers to retire number 12.
Good call.
But they didn't decide to do that. I think Bradshaw is the QB here.
My God, I agree with every syllable, half syllable, and eighth syllable that Donnie just said, right up to the Bradshaw thing that I've been arguing for years. It's actually shameful that they haven't honored Bradshaw more than they have. I don't give a crap what his relationship was with anybody or how the relationship was frayed between him and the franchise. That's your quarterback. That's your franchise quarterback that delivered you those Super Bowls. The Vikings won, he didn't do a lot. After that, he did a lot. In every one of those games, the first and second Cowboys Super Bowls and the Rams, that's your all-time franchise quarterback. I'm not sure that Ben isn't the best player out of those. I'm not sure that Staubach's not the best player out of those three. But you're right. When the lights were on and it was winning time, especially against the Cowboys, it's Bradshaw. Running back, we get two. This is a tough one for me. We get two. Either team combined franchise history. I'll go first here. I'm taking Franco and Emmett. Although, again, I'm not sure that Tony Dorsett's not the best player. But Franco's, for my money, the best big game running back who ever lived in the NFL. And Emmett Smith, you can't deny the career numbers. And one thing about Emmett Smith that not a lot of people mention, because there's a lot of, well, I could have run behind that line. How many yards would this guy and that guy have gotten? Fair. But if you actually watched Emmett play, it wasn't like every time he carried the ball, there was you know, a trailer truck-sized hole for him. And when he went to Arizona, I thought that was very instructive to a crap organization. And do you know what he did there in his final season? 937 yards. That's what he did. 937 yards and 9 touchdowns. At 35 years old with Arizona. So give me Franco and Emmett.
I think Dorsett's the only guy that has any sort of argument. Maybe some people would say the bus, but I don't really see that when it comes to the names we've mentioned. By the way, looking at what Dorsett did throughout his career, he's someone that doesn't get mentioned when you have the activity of guy that played for one team and then spent 1 year with somebody else that nobody remembers.
Was it Denver?
1988, he played in Denver. 700 yards and 5 touchdowns.
I think with Dorsett, they didn't use him enough, and the 35-31 Super Bowl was Exhibit A. I think the Cowboys would get too fancy and not use him enough. That's my opinion. All right, Donnie, we're running out of time here.
We'll have to rapid fire these.
Yeah, my wide receivers, A.B. and Michael Irvin, even though Swan did what he did and Stallworth did
Swan
what he did.
Swan and Stallworth are in the argument there.
Who are your two?
Well, when we were texting back this morning, I thought Irvin absolutely would be on there. I didn't know if you wanted to count somebody like T.O. to be on
you
there.
You can count anybody.
I would say that Owens maybe gets a bit of an argument on the Cowboys side of things, but I'm an AB guy. Like people, you know, whatever he is off the field. I mean, he's a knucklehead.
Pick two, Donnie. Pick two.
I'll go AB and Irvin. But if T.O. or Hines Ward or one of the other guys,
well, Lynn
from the
Swan
70s
and
wants
Stallworth,
an argument,
I mean,
yeah.
A lot of people would pick them based on our Bradshaw argument.
Drew Pearson too. It's another name that could pop.
I'm switching.
Up.
I'm switching out AB. I can't live with this choice anymore. He quit on his team, and Lynn Swan won Super Bowls.
And
I'm going Lynn Swan and Michael Irvin.
I think with the historical context, too, like I brought up with Bradshaw, you could go Stallworth or Swan there. Swan had the iconic catches, though, against them.
Pick two. Swan and Irvin for me.
I'm with you.
All right, then we don't have to go to Donnie. Tight end, Jason Witten.
Yeah.
Tackles, Eric Williams, Rayfield Wright. Good enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
guards are obvious to me.
Yeah, this is actually one of the easier
Larry
ones,
Allen
think.
And Faneca.
Yeah, Faneca, one of the best Steelers at his position ever, and Larry Allen, one of the best athletes in NFL history.
Yes.
The interception where he runs the guy down,
yes.
That's the most undersold interception of all time.
Imagine what these running backs could have done behind this offensive line. And then your center is Mike Webster, right? Unless you picked Armani Dawson.
Yeah, I'd go Webster.
Okay.
But
then we agree. We'll do the defense later?
Yes. I like that.
I love this. I absolutely love it. Limits, do you have any disputes here?
No, I mean, I feel like you could make an argument for Troy Aikman. I would not take him over the two names that you gave.
I forgot about Aikman, but you know what? He to me, if I were putting him in order, it's Bradshaw, Ben, Staubach, and then Aikman.
I think Aikman has a bit of an overrated career.
So do I. Go look at his touchdown numbers.
Yeah.
So do I.